Okay.
Well, the music is
yeah.
Hello and good morning. Welcome
yes.
to the May 3rd edition of Talk Line. I'm Diane McGacker.
And I'm Peter Atchett. Good morning.
And we're here to welcome your calls. Oh, from the YK Delta and
oh.
beyond. And,
okay.
Am I on the air? Okay. Well, we're going to go to our first caller,
technical stuff here, I guess. Okay, arms are waving, hands are going up,
yeah.
people
hello,
are
hello.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go to talk, John, well, now I'm off the air. Okay, John Nick. Good morning, John. Welcome
hi,
to talk
morning, about. Peter and Dan. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can't.
Good morning, John.
Morning, can you hear me?
Barely, no, I
don't. No, we can't hear you in the booth yet.
Well, I'll talk anyway.
Go ahead and
yeah, you.
Well, I don't know.
Is he on the air? Okay.
Okay, but we can't hear him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
But we're getting thumbs up. I think we have a cue for you to go ahead.
Okay. You know, during the recent tragedy at Nepauquiac, them two girls that passed away, our prayers and condolences go out to the family. I was thinking about the situation here. All these village jails, if they just have men only as security guards, they need a woman also for body searches, because it's illegal for a man to be searching a woman, and you could get in trouble that way. They need to have a backup where there's a lady guard that can do all the searches so things like this won't ever happen again. You need to have tighter scrutiny, and please, you know, check all the prisoners that you have in there, especially the women. They need to have a woman guard on there, not only men. So I hope you can hear me, everybody, and I hope you have a good morning. Please wear your life jacket while you're out there boating, and if you're hunting out there, please be careful and watch out for other people. So have a good, safe weekend, everyone. Thank you.
Okay, so we in the booth, we're not, Peter and I were not able to hear what John talked about, but I hope the listeners did get to hear, and I hope they'll fix our situation here so that I hope you can even hear me right now. But anyway.
I think they can hear you, right?
Yeah, they can hear us,
nodding,
but we can't hear callers yet.
Yeah,
we'll
can't
see what happens.
Got
but,
no action in here.
Yeah, but do call. We're going to give out the numbers. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org, and we will read your emails on the air.
The phone numbers are 543-KYUK. That's 543-5985 and 543-2756, 800-995-8954.
Yeah, so I have one email I'll go ahead and read. It's an announcement that came in.
Okay.
Monday, May 3rd and 4th, which is today and tomorrow, from 8 at night till 1 in the morning, there will be a fiddle at ONC Multipurpose Building. The Bethel Band will be playing. All the proceeds will go to the Head Start graduation. Everyone is welcome to come. Please, no alcohol or people drinking, as it is a fundraiser for little kids. Right, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, that'll be fun. So that's tonight at 8 o'clock and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the ONC Multipurpose Building. And thank you for sending us that email. And if you're someone who, you know, you're kind of shy and you listen to Talk Line and sometimes you talk back to Talk Line, but you don't call in or email because you're feeling shy, you can call in anonymously, but you can also email and your comments will be read on the air and you can be anonymous as well. So we invite anyone who's never contacted TalkLine before to, you know, give it a try. I think we're about to go to Grady.
Yes.
Can you hear me, Diane?
No, not yet.
We cannot.
All right.
Oh, there we go.
And there we can.
Oh, something
all right,
just happened.
So we fixed that. Callers can call in. Have an excellent day, folks.
All
okay. All right.
Cool.
I don't know what just happened.
Yeah.
Mystery
solved. Volume turned up.
Yeah, I kind of blew my eardrums out just a wee bit, but okay. So we are now back online, open for your calls. Now, we started the morning pretty nicely, but now I feel like something's coming in.
Oh, weather-wise outside? Yes. It's mostly cloudy now. This morning there was some sun that was peeking out or shining a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I was just in Anchorage for the past few days, and one of the things that I got to attend on Tuesday night was the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Every year they induct more women into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame. You can nominate someone who's 65 or older, and or if it's someone who's passed away. And so Tuesday night, Bethel's own Bev Hoffman was inducted, and so was Mary Pete.
Really
beautiful. There were about, I'm going to say, about 12 women who were inducted. A couple of women who, one was Gwichin and one is Athabaskan, Mary Pete Yupik. And, yeah, there was like about half of the women were like Alaska Native women who had made big contributions in education, whaling commission, supporting subsistence rights, a lot of advocacy for children, and just a variety of things. And
wow, it sounds interesting.
It was. It was a really beautiful ceremony, and so it was really nice to see.
So happy for our women, you know, doing so much around here.
I know, so that was kind of a nice recognition.
Yeah.
So I was glad to be there.
You know, in the meantime, you know, here in Bethel back home, we still have ice that's flowing. I didn't have a chance to run down to the bank this morning to see what was happening, but we're expecting more ice to be coming down towards Bethel probably for the next several days, because the ice up in Napaimit that was jammed up for a while had released on Wednesday evening, and it's going to take a few days for it to come down. So, but we have a caller. We'll go right to it. We have Anonymous. Good morning.
Good morning, Anonymous.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Peter. Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Anonymous. I just call in to say, feeling sorry for those two families down at Napakiak. You know, I went to Akiak for funeral. It was devastating for that two families, and they had double funeral. You know what they need to do? Where's that? Is city collecting tax for that liquor store down there? What is, if city is collecting tax, they don't want to close that liquor store. Money talks. Yeah, money talks. There's no more caring people. Eddie Hoffman was a caring man like other villagers would shut that liquor store down. They wouldn't let me run it in the other village. No. Look at, it's collecting two by two people now. Double funerals, that's devastating for the families, leaving their kids behind just like that. Thank you, bye.
All right, thank you, Anonymous.
Thank you for that call.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have some, we've had some really difficult things in the past few months, and really sorry.
Yeah.
That's happened
yes.
in the community and region. So I have a, let's see.
Our lines are open.
Yep, I have an email. I'm going to, quick email,
okay.
I guess. This is, the email says, now this is regarding, there was a public notice posted last month for somebody who is applying for a license, application for marijuana establishment license. And this is I'm not sure how to pronounce the name. I think it's Tay Juan, and this is down on Ptarmigan, and I'm not sure if that's their address or the address of their proposed what they call a green store. Anyway, now that's the second license I've heard about for marijuana sales, and the email says, apparently no one is talking up a storm regarding this application for a marijuana license on Ptarmigan Street. Where is the public outcry? LOL. Guyana. Okay, so I'm not sure. I thought Well, I don't know about that other store, the one that was going to be down near Nicholson's Auto in that little building there between Sam's and the dentist.
Yeah.
It was going to be, and I don't know if that one's still going to go on. Anyway, John Nick is on the line again.
Okay.
Part two. All right. Thank you, John, for calling.
Maybe, okay, can we get reception now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, loud and clear.
We got gotcha. You.
Morning, Peter and Dan.
Good morning.
Yeah.
This morning I was mentioning the recent tragedy that they had in the Pocock. Our prayers and thoughts go with the family.
Okay.
And I'd like to say something about that situation. You know, most villages, I don't know, I've never been in a jailhouse before, but, you know, their guard duty, they ought to have a woman in there on all the facilities that contain people that put them in jail. Because some place is illegal for a man to search a woman's, you know, do a search down on a woman.
Mm-hmm.
They need to have a woman there so that no controversial issues would come up and no contraband would go inside the jail cell. They need to be strict on that rule. And all the villages should think about this and hire a lady also if they have people that are ladies that are put in jail.
Mm-hmm.
They need to have, just like here, a woman does a woman body search, a man does a body search on a man.
Mm-hmm.
The same rule should apply to all the facilities in Alaska, because you can have a controversial issue by doing without another person watching, you know what I mean? Making sure you do the proper procedure other than other things like that. Because sexual harassment and all that can arise, and the people are so drunk they wouldn't know it, you know? So they need to have somebody who can watch these situations here. You know what I mean? A lot safer for the community and for the people. So keep that in thought. I want to wish everyone a please have a good, safe weekend. If you're out there hunting, please be careful. Wear your life jacket and don't drink and drive.
Mm-hmm.
And also watch out for pedestrians. Okay, thank you. I finally got through.
All right.
Thank okay. you. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Good to hear you. Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
So, you know, I was just saying earlier that I talked with Mark Larry. He's up in the Paimute, which is above Tsoakpalak, Aniak, Tsoakpalak, and the Paimute.
Mm-hmm.
In that area, there, you know, when we flew through there earlier this week, you know, there was some original ice that was right above the Paimute, you know, on that one, about a bend above the Paimute, and there was maybe close to 15, probably close to 20 miles of ice behind it. And then Mark was saying that this ice appears to be different from what we've seen so far on the river floating by, because it's a little more solid than what we've seen. You know, all the rest of the ice is crumbly or, you know, it kind of mushed out. But this ice, he says, they can put a dent in your boat if you happen to, you know, hit it at a certain speed. So I kind of think that ice that's coming down from the Paimute will probably make it to around here. You know, everybody else was thinking and saying that, no, the ice is too rotten this year. A lot of that ice probably would not make it to Bethel and our area. But I kind of think this ice might be. And then besides, the temperatures are feeling kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, that'll slow down the
melting
and, you know, the water's still low.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, you know, what we've seen from the air was that the water was low all the way from our area to Crooked. So we've seen chunks of ice and ice sheets that were hung up on sandbars and, you know, shallow places that we normally don't see during breakup.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen a lot of ice hung up.
Yeah, okay. So there may be, it may look like it's clear, but then a few hours later, the whole river will be full of ice again, and then it comes and goes.
A lot of ice.
Still early
up.
May.
Yeah.
It's you. This you is know. Like so early to have this yeah. much Free River and all of that. John Nick's not on the line, is he?
No.
Okay. No, she's just got that going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
that kind of threw me off, too, because we had an early breakup. Or, I mean, you know, the tripod left early, and then everybody thought it was breakup, you know. And then, but it cooled down. And that kind of threw me off, you know. And and then the birds started coming in.
Yeah. Now, have you gone out for some birds yet?
No, I haven't even cast it off yet.
I've seen photos of some boats full of birds. So people are
going out, though.
It's happening.
And then the smelts, I don't know where they're at. but, you know, people say they passed Togiak already. After Togiak will be Quinnahock and then, you know, in our river. So the smelts and stewok, the fiddleheads. Fiddlehead picking.
Oh, right. That's
soon.
Right.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
So, yeah, and then there's not much snow anywhere in our area anyway. None. But, you know, as we went up to around Crooked, there was still a lot of snow in the trees. You know, and I think that's going to, when that starts melting, you know, with warmer weathers, you know, that's going to give us a little bit of water coming down, and will be a little bit of rise in the waters. But it might not be, unless it keeps raining or snowing. There's snow forecast for this afternoon or for the morning. Mostly cloudy.
Yeah, because it's not showing.
Scattered snow and rain showers in the morning, then scattered rain showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-30s into lower 40s, southwest wind to 25 miles per hour. And tonight, cloudy, isolated rain showers in the evening, then a slight chance of snow after midnight. Then lows around 30, south winds to 20 miles per hour.
Oh, okay, good. And yesterday we had graduation at the Kuskokwim campus of the university, and it was a really nice graduation, and there are, I don't remember how many, I think it's like 6 or 7 master's degrees in linguistics second language acquisition in the YK Delta.
Wow.
And these are, these were women, mostly older women, who had, my goodness, they persevered for a long time, and they earned that master's degree. Some of them work for LKSD, and it's really wonderful to see, because I think that it's part of saving language, promoting it, re-involving language in the lives of children so that they can have their language as they're growing up. And so that's what they studied, is how to promote language and continue language. And yeah, so it's good.
Ooh, I'm sorry I missed that. I kind of wanted to.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to participate with that, you know, but yesterday was kind of a busy day.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, so.
There's also our graduation speaker was Sally Sampson. She's an assistant professor here at LKSD.
Oh.
I mean, at LKSD, at YKN,
okay.
At KUC. I can't get my acronyms right. At the college. And she's working on her doctorate in linguistics and Yupik language.
Wow.
So she's and she teaches Yupik language at the college. So there's some really good things happening with turning back the tide and getting things back on track the way they should be, I think.
Yay.
Yeah. So,
sounds good.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah.
So our lines are open, and you can feel free to call in about anything, as you know, and you can express whatever point of view you'd like. Maybe there's something in the news that's interesting to you, or something local or within your community. You're welcome to call in and talk about that, and or even international, whatever is on your mind. And we'll give out those numbers again.
They're 543-KYUK. That's 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954.
And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous for your radio or call. Yeah. Okay.
And there's an announcement here saying that ONC has received a variety of seed potatoes. Anyone who wants to pick up seed potatoes, drop by ONC and ask for Mary Mathias. And another one up there about, but it's, you know, it's what's happening is breakup, you know, is still continuing until we've seen the last of the ice move out. But there's some sheets of ice that are drifting downriver. Boaters should remain cautious of submerged ice and debris. Wear your flotation device at all times and don't forget to file a trip report trip report if traveling. As always, never leave inebriated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very important, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Now, do you check with people before you go out on the river? Like when it's beginning the season, do you check things? Well, how do you check things out before you decide, okay, that's time to go?
Before it's time to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, you pay attention. Me, I like to pay attention to the river.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when I'm going to be going somewhere and looking at the weather. And if I need to, if I'm going further, like say upriver, I want to make a call to villages upriver and try to find out, you know, what's happening. Especially this time of the year, like I talked with Napaimute, you know, he said there's a lot of ice up there and it's not a free river. I mean, you know, there's a lot of ice still floating, and they're going to kind of scatter as they float down. You know, they should be, if they left Napaimute on Wednesday evening, middle of the night, you know, then they should be arriving or passing by Aniak today. But the currents were slow. Currents are reported to be slow everywhere on this river because of lack of water. And and so, you know, it might take some extra time. So like the last couple of days it's been windy, and he said in the Pime too. So all the ice was pushed to one side of the river, scraping one side of the banks on the river, and same as, you know, around here too. And a lot of ice stranded on sandbars and mm-hmm. shallows, like around Aniak, there was some pretty good amount of ice that was hung up on sandbars. But, you know, when there's ice movement, the water tends to rise a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if the ice run is consistent, then it might tend to raise the waters up a little bit around Aniak to let some of those stranded ice float away. But there were pretty good looking sheets of ice in some places and a lot of chunk ice. So.
Okay, well.
Oh, our lines are still wide open.
Yeah, you thoroughly know this stuff.
Oh, I.
In great detail.
Like that one TV ad that comes on. You know, an older man goes, yeah, something about the car insurance thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
that, yes, that's covered, you know, because we've seen a thing or two.
A thing or 100, yeah,
yeah.
We have. So, you know, there's a really neat video that KYUK posted at their Facebook page, and if they took it out of the archive because, you know, they're archiving a lot of their stuff. And,
oh, yeah.
And I'll just read but you can go online and hear Dr. Paul John shared.
Wow.
He shared his go-to tools for woodworking, and so they have the link for a full video where you can. He shows the different tools that he has that he still used back then when he was still alive, and
mm-hmm.
and then there's also again there's a story about the. The licensing for the marijuana store. I guess they postponed postponed reviewing the licensure that has been submitted by some organization called Alaska Buds,
mm-hmm.
and they had applied and apparently there's been a second application. So there you go. Yeah, so there's some various stories posted on the Facebook page at KYUK. And
wow.
Excuse me. I have a little thing in my throat.
You know, kind of strange, our screen is still blank.
It's very strange, yeah. Yeah. Not no
what's
emails.
Going on out there?
It's so odd, because usually by now we have like a ton of calls coming in.
Really? Yeah, I'm just wondering. You know, they're not out boating yet, I don't know.
No.
I think some people may be, you know, but I, like I said, I didn't have a chance to get out to near the bank today. But as of yesterday, there was a good run of ice, you know, where people couldn't get out of Bethel or come into Bethel, you know, at the Boat Harbor area. And all along, because the wind was strong from the south side and pushed all the ice floating, you know, to this side of the river.
You know, I was just thinking, I don't know the time of it today, but there's something called Project Connect, sponsored by the public library at the Cultural Center. And Project Connect is a day where different kinds of services are offered to people who are homeless or who struggle with being homeless and having to bounce around to different couches or maybe even not have shelter. And so there's services are offered, haircut, shower, some medical resources that the people could use. And I'm pretty sure it's at the Cultural Center, so I'm going to text Teresa real quick to make sure I get that right and see what kind of donations that they may want. But that's happening today, so you may see some of that at the Cultural Center. That's a really great project. It's a national project that Teresa and the library brought to Bethel. And they did it last year, and it went really well. And I think
that's where I heard it maybe from last year.
Yeah, I think that YK will be over there with some resources. And, yeah, so I'm not don't
good.
Know everything about it. But I know that's happening today, and we really thank them for that. I think that's a great service. Because I think that Winter House is probably... I bet it's closing, you know, shutting down for the summer.
Oh, yeah, they've already did.
Yeah, so now...
I think beginning of April.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Oh. So we're about to go ahead and go to break.
Already?
Yeah, every half hour.
Okay.
Just so people know, every half hour we do a station break. So if you're in the middle of telling us something, we may ask you to hold until after the break. But right now there's no one, so we're going to go ahead
and... Yeah, nobody's been calling.
...do our station break.
Okay.
Precious man.
That you do at midday on a Saturday. Now take that picture and add in fun and upbeat music. Isn't that better? I thought so. Catch the Saturday Fun Mix from noon until 2 p.m. on KYUK 640 AM.
Almost back, yeah. Oh, we are
back,
now. Yes, I think we got a caller.
We are officially back.
We have a caller.
We have a caller, Don.
From Kipnak. Good morning to Don.
Good morning, Don. Oh.
Don is gone. Oh, no.
Don.
Do call back. We'd love to hear from you.
You call back, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, KYUK, some of the reporters won awards at the Alaska Press Club meeting they had. Yeah, so Anna Rose MacArthur, Christy Schallenberger, Jeremy Osborne, Greg Kim. I don't know. What, did they win awards? Yeah, Greg Kim and Kim and Jeremy are holding Teresa's awards.
Oh.
But see, they're posed as if they won the award.
Wow.
So, anyway, they won, let's see, Teresa, who is no longer working here, Teresa Cosarillos earned honorable mention in the prestigious All Media Public Service Award.
Wow.
Did Don, is that Don back from Kipnuk? Oh, can you, yeah, we'll erase that there. And then, Teresa Cosarillos, she won an honorable mention in the All Media Public Service Award for her series about the daily struggles of a village police officer in Mountain Village. That
yeah,
VPO?
I remember that story, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so she also won first place in investigative reporting for that same series. So, and that was the four-part series that gave listeners an intimate look at VPO Anna Bill's efforts to save her village from suicide and the challenges that brought her there. Mm. Yeah, so that's really cool. All right, Henry, we have a call from Henry.
Good morning, Henry.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
I have finished the month's Riyako. The Wamawaiti Tokato. Yeah, I'm going to say that to the Mataka Yosomhni Natak Sumriski. I'm going to run a Mosuku Napaska. Moskoku Pukuluni atto anat Tamanamoku Kalakto cannot sighting a pakatu.
Yeah.
Tamat Akuna Kasikilun Pisa dot Pinayu Kuku Mokto Mahomaskun.
Okay.
Navin Anaskun dot Najakna.
Okay.
Good morning,
Avalon.
Okay,
Koyana. That was Henry Tikyun of Thunder Villages at Marshall, you know, just saying that, you know, they're happy that that person that was missing since October, you know, in the lake near Nunap and Kasigaluk had been found, and they're happy about that. But there's still one more body, he said, that's not been recovered. So if he, you know, so he just wants people to keep an eye out for, in the event he happens to float up and wash ashore or something, then there is still one more body that's allowed on the river, maybe on a river. So he just wants people to be aware that everybody's not accounted for yet.
Okay. Thank you for that call, Henry, then. Our lines are open, and we're going to give out those numbers again.
543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954.
And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous on both your calls and your emails. And yeah, so please give us a call. Our lines are open, and we don't usually, we can chit-chat. We can chit-chat. You know, one thing I should say is the last week in May and most of June, I will probably not be on TalkLine.
Oh,
so
okay.
We'll have to call in some recruits. I'm going to be in Anchorage. I'm going to have both my knees replaced.
Oh, no.
Both.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to become the bionic woman.
Hey, yeah. You know, you got to do exactly like what your doctors say. How, you know, come.
Yeah,
because
you
recovery.
Went through something like
I
that,
went
right?
Through,
yeah.
I went through a total knee.
Oh, okay.
And it infected.
Oh.
A couple of years later, you know.
Oh, you got to be careful.
So you have to be careful and do exactly like what your doctors say, especially on the recovery part. Recommended exercising or walks.
I'm going to do that.
Then that'll speed up recovery, and then put it back. But now it's, you know, after a second surgery on the same knee,
mm-hmm.
It feels better.
Mm-hmm.
So I still can't jog or run, you know.
Were you ever a jogger?
You know, one day I decided to jog.
Oh, okay.
Here in Bethel,
yes.
Early 70s, you know.
Oh, okay.
So I took on, like, I'm going to jog from BNC area all the way up to the airport. I did. I made it up, you know.
And then
my
what?
First time.
You call a taxi?
And I call a cab.
Oh, <you did>?
I call a taxi.
Get me
back.
Home.
Yeah. So that was the end of my jogging career in Bethel.
Well, I see, part of it for me is that it goes to the mind. You got to prepare your mind.
Yeah.
And so I've been really preparing my mind because I want to do everything that I'm told, even when it's uncomfortable.
Okay.
We have Howard from Bethel on the line. Good morning, Howard. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. I was listening to the news here. I had a young boy, between 9 and 12, drinking this energy drink, and he had a heart attack and died. So that's what I know, because we went to the church with our son, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ended up in Seattle because of that energy drink.
Really?
But,
wow.
Yeah.
There's
so much pressure that, almost took his life there. But I wish they would have put that in our news too, so that people would really see what I'm talking about. But these energy drinks are really hurting people, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of them don't realize that maybe they are just naturally a high pressure kids. I mean, you know, with high blood pressure.
Mm.
So, I guess it just rises so high that their body can't take it, you know? So, I want to stay up there and everybody be careful. Use your life jacket and watch for other people, too. Thank you.
Thanks, Howard.
Bye.
Okay. All right. I never heard about that, you know, but I guess that is possible.
Those energy drinks are, they can wreak kind of havoc on your internal system because they really jack things up. And for kids, that could be a problem. It sounds like it was a problem in the story he told. But So, okay. All right. Thank you for your calls. And, let's just start telling stories.
Okay.
You have a good story?
Well, most of my stories are along the river, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This time of the year, that's a big thing on people's mind and, you know, preparing for fishing. And it's time to get ready, you
mm-hmm.
know,
yeah.
for the summer and what we need to do to get ourselves. You know, first things are always, of course, your boat and motor. Make sure there'll be good running out there. Because this time of the year when people just bring their boat down to the boat harbor or down to the water, some of them forget to, you know, do bits, you know, maintenance on them.
Mm-hmm.
Like gas that was those metal gas tanks, you know, they collect a lot of condensations over the winter.
Yeah.
Warm and cold, and then come boating time, you know, people just add without draining them out or cleaning them out, and they just put gas in there, and then there's water in there already. So that is common in the springtime when you first start out, you know, that people get stranded out there and, you know, it's due to condensation of water in your gas tank. And, you know, just regular, and then the batteries, you know, people should charge up their batteries before they start using them, make sure they're in good shape. And, you know, those wires tend to corrode, you know, after being sitting for a while with no use. So, you know, you need to clean out your battery. You know what happened to mine? Mine, while I was checking it out, it couldn't start. I didn't have no spark on my motor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm checking out all the wires and everything to make sure they were intact. And then it turns out that my tether switch, which is a kill button, you know, that you should wrap around your body or, you know, while you're traveling. And then if you happen to fall out of
the... Oh, you can yank it.
Yeah, and it kills the engine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So my tether switch was stuck or frozen, or I kind of think it was from the dust that turns to sticky.
Yeah.
You know, and it probably was stuck, you know, because I was just running out of things to check, you know, and when I checked that tether switch, then I squirted some creep on it, or, you know, like WD-40.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started.
Wow.
So it was simple as that, you know, but, you know, so you need to look at your motor and make sure it's going to be performing before you go out. And then a lot of people, they're so anxious to get out that they forget to bring survival gear.
Oh, yeah.
Like, especially this time of the year, you know, you can get stuck in with a thick ice run. I did that before, my younger days, you know, when you really want to get out and, oh, I'll be back tonight. But I wasn't back tonight.
Mm-hmm. No.
So yeah, you got to be prepared out there in the event you get into trouble.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, Cody from Bethel has called in. Good morning, Cody. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Good morning, Uncle Peter.
Good morning, F. Yes.
I'm calling, letting you people know out there, this message is coming from ONC and ONC Public Department and also KLA. Next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we will have Yurok over at the old bowling alley, and the local schools will be performing. It's kind of like the end of the year Yurok for the students.
Wow.
KLA and ONC will be co-hosting it. It'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in the evenings. And on Friday, the KLA students will cook up a storm and have a community potluck before, and then we'll end the night with Yurok. So it's open to everyone. This is a sober event, and we're welcoming anyone and everyone to come and join us for end of the school year. Yurok, watch the students. Last chance to watch them until next year, next school year.
Nice.
Wow. Okay. What time can the people come over?
I'm thinking like we'll start open around 6, start around 7.
Okay.
And everyone's welcome. Tell a friend, tell your uppers and your aunts and everyone, and let them know that these kids are going to be looking.
Yeah, and then it's a free event, of course, right?
Yes, it's free. It's all free. It's all for the community, all for our kids, and everyone's welcome. Just be sober and bring a friend.
Okay, you mean this Friday?
No,
next Friday?
It's next week. Next
okay.
week.
Oh, that's
next
the 10th.
It starts on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yes.
Okay,
Wednesday,
all right, got
Thursday,
it.
Okay. All right, yeah. Awesome.
We had a calendar.
All right, hope to see you guys there next week.
Okay. All right, thanks, Cody.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
We'll see you on computer.
Alrighty.
Okay. So that's next Wednesday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a calendar. We're looking right at it, and we couldn't get that.
Had it covered up with everything.
So, now you know we had the Best in the West competition.
Oh.
And so they've I think Tuesday, May 7th, they'll have a award celebration. From 6:30 to 8 at the Cultural Center, it's the Best in the West celebration, and I can tell you who they in the Delta Discovery they had posted the awardees. So the award winners were Carol and John Jung Jordan with Jung and Jordan Trucking. They received an award. Joe Pete for Apollo Home Solutions won an award. Patrick Sampson for Tundra Leather. I saw some of his bags. They look really cool. Alicia Huber, Cooper Cleaning Company. I could use that in my living room. Okay. Ted Berry of Berry Upholstery. Oh, now that, now see, I have a chair that could use a new look.
Okay.
All right, see, all these people, I have a little, I have some work for each of these people. Okay, mm-hmm. And then Yvonne Jackson for Alaska Rural Professional Development, and BP is also awarding Jackson an additional grant separately through the Bethel Community Services Foundation, which is the project fiscal sponsor. So again, Tuesday, May 7th, from 6:30 to 8, they'll have the celebration for the Best in the West competition winners. And we
all
have
right.
Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Oh, Joachbalk.
You got it there,
all
Peter.
Right. Good morning.
Joachbalk.
How's everything up there?
Sorry. I know it's pitiful. I shouldn't even try, but I have to try.
Okay.
Go
no,
ahead.
Everything's going as slow as the rest of the river, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. That little chilly, too, this morning, cloudy. Mm-hmm. Had some rain last couple of days, so it probably most likely helped out the snow melting. So, you know, everything was slow this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good news about all the villages. That's never hearing about any floods.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I ended up getting a text this morning and hearing about the wonderful Donlin Creek is looking at hiring well-trained workers. And what I end up hearing out of well-trained is, you know, how many of us within our all these villages are going to be certified. That's what I end up coming out with, well-trained. And still, you know, coming, it's a tough decision to end up having that opening. It could be well for a lot of people, but a lot of people are going to be, you know, I can end up saying for myself, it's not, I'm not going to be going for it. Nope. And I'd like to end up seeing if all this is being opened up, that they are really going to be hiring these people from the villages instead of getting contractors. It's a tough thing. When you're originally from this state, I'm seeing it and hearing it a lot more, that how much the people do care about what we are living with. And when I hear people that's coming in from elsewhere, it is, yeah, a lot of talk about money, you know, how much money they're making. And that's a difference there. Well, I can go on and on about that, but it seems like more people's got to speak out you know, within our ways of caring.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, everybody who's out there traveling and hunting, you all be careful. You know, if most of us that's doing it have been doing it for years, so you all be careful though.
Hey, Nick, what's your front of your village look like?
We got some mice that's out, you know, that didn't wash out. We got a lot of ice in our beach, so we got to, you know, do some work to get out in the river. But there's been some activity with a boat, and you know, not everyone's got small boats anymore. So, and if you've got small enough boats, you can end up putting your boat in. But there's hardly any ice passing through here.
Oh, was there any ice since Wednesday or yesterday?
yesterday morning there's been some activity with some that could have been that in the family last year.
Yeah. So that already passed?
Yeah.
And water level?
Well, we're assuming, you know, the water level didn't do anything. It's just low all through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, it's assuming that it was that ice.
Well, you know, there was quite a bit behind the Hulukak in that area, you know, all the way back up to past the Strait of Way, maybe towards Askoralik, you know, so there was close to 15 plus maybe close to 20 miles of ice up there last, you know, Tuesday.
Yeah.
And Wednesday, you know, it was still intact, and Wednesday evening, it had released up there, you know. I kind of thought that would have been, you would have seen some ice floating through.
Yeah, there was some activity yesterday morning. I'm further back in the houses, you know, but it's right in front. But yeah, I'm hearing from the people that was down close to the beach. Early yesterday morning, there was quite a bit of ice. So I'm assuming that was the kind of ice.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. I was always wondering if you two were tired of talking to yourself.
Yeah, do call anytime.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah, I think callers are more interesting than we are. So.
Yes, go absolutely. Ahead. Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, anyway. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Thank you. I was beginning to think if we're having technical problems with our...
Is today really Thursday and we don't know it? It's not Friday Talkline. So I was reading through the Delta Discovery, and if anyone, AVCP had put in an essay in the Speak Your Mind column earlier this week, and they were... What's really good is AVCP's letter in the Speak Your Mind part is calling on the Dunleavy administration to hold conversations in the region about the potential impact of the governor's budget.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're somebody who wants to know a little more about that, I mean, I won't go into detail about it, but in the Delta Discovery this week, in the Speak Your Mind section, AVCP outlines the impact of the budget on public safety, early childhood education, adult education, legal assistance, power cost equalization, and social services.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you would have some idea, because the budget, the governor's proposed budget, will impact rural communities far greater than the urban centers, and in some really detailed ways, which AVCP seems to have captured really well in this Speak Your Mind essay that they sent in, editorial that they sent in to the Delta Discovery. So I just want to point that out, because I think that's a really great service to have broken it into those categories so that people can just become more knowledgeable
about
what's coming. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. So we have James from Chivac. Oh, we have our Chivac call.
Yeah.
Great. Good morning, James. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning to you both. How are you guys both doing this morning?
We're good. Thank
really good.
You.
Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to congratulate all the graduates this year. And just like my son, tonight, I'm graduating tonight and making him some Jell-O, spaghetti, cakes, and all. Celebration.
Wow.
Jell-O, spaghetti, cakes. Good.
Yeah. And everything, and I wouldn't forget juice and sodas, too.
Yeah. Now, is it just for him, or will his friends come over and enjoy
these?
Yeah,
it's up to him.
Yeah.
He's a graduate partner, too. Well, anyways, good morning to all, too, and congratulate all graduates, too. And this is coming from Chivac, too, and from my family.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Good morning.
Thanks.
Good morning. Thank you, James. Great. Okay, so, this is that time of year, graduation, high school, kindergarten graduation, college, universities.
So this is a kind of a celebration time before we hit the summer months and all the other activities that go with summer. Yeah.
Exciting, yeah. There's a lot of excitement in the air.
There we go. All right.
One of my grandchildren, too, is graduating soon, next week or whenever that is, on the 17th. Regional.
Uh-huh. In 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
So.
Well, you know, next week, a bunch of students from the CHEVAC area, about 18 of them, are high schoolers. They're coming in. They're going to take a one-credit class from me. It's a behavioral health camp.
Oh.
And all week long, they're going to learn different kind of things about the careers that are in behavioral health, social work, psychology, things like that. And so I have some really great activities planned.
Wow.
So ABCP, Healthy Families, we're going to do a little thing with them. And TWC, the Teens Acting Against Violence, are going to come over. And so we have a lot of sort of hands-on, a lot of fun plans. So you may see some CHEVACers wandering our streets, some young CHEVAC students. And so it's really neat that there's a grant, AHEC, and we're working with YK, Health Education Department, with Michelle over there and Gregory Gregory.
Okay.
And so it's a really great partnership. We've been working together for a few weeks on this. We did this camp 2 years ago, and it went really well, and we had a great time. And I mix in, like, art and activities and all of that. So it makes it a really fun week, but at the same time learning about health and well-being and careers and possible things they could study if they go on to college in these fields. So anyway, we're going to take a break for station identification, and Grady's winding that up now, and we'll be back in a minute.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Start your day with helpful tips to living well. Tune in to Egalutic with Diane McCracken and Esther Green on the first Wednesdays of each month at 10:30 a.m. on KYUK.
Express yourself!
So I guess we're going to talk over the music, because you know what? Because we're being professional. We're like big time, big city radio people. We talk over the music until it dies out, and then we go to our next caller, which is Wilson from Bethel. Good morning, Wilson. Welcome to TalkLine.
Yeah. Good morning, happy people.
Good morning.
Good morning, Wilson.
I want to say it's a beautiful day. It may be windy, a little gray, but it's still beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Any day above ground is worth being alive, you know.
Good description, yeah.
That's the basics right there.
You know, I'm going to talk really civil and nice about the police department.
Okay,
I went over there, my wife and I, to talk about incidents of assault, you know. And, you know, when it comes to assault of people in a relationship and they have kids, you know, and it's an outside call, and this is where now I understand, you know, when there's kids involved and they're in a relationship and you involve the cops on assault of any kind, pushing, shoving, anything like that, or severely beating, you know, assault, DV assault is takes more priority and precedence than your basic assault in the fourth degree. I mean, that's what I understand now.
Mm.
I mean, and I've always thought there was supposed to be an arrest if an outside intervention steps in to kind of get someone arrested for assault. But all the years, I've been trying to help my daughters and their domestic violence situations. No arrests have been made on the spot because the cops, which I don't think is right, they would tell me that they cannot make an arrest unless the victim says, they were assaulted by so-and-so. And here the police sergeant, some new guy in town, he told me anytime there is domestic abuse, assault, where people are involved in a relationship, the state steps in over local, and you have to make an arrest if there's evidence that there has been assault of a domestic partner. And it never, ever has happened in my situation trying to help my daughters, And that's just, what I'm not happy with, what I see going on here. Most of the time, people in relationships, especially females, are afraid to say, yes, I want to press charges, because the repercussions when they get out, they may get beaten up when they get out again. That's a fear, a real fear. So anyway, that's the main point I wanted to bring quite civilly. And and for the voters out there, wear your PFD. You don't want to try to look cool and just wear a camo jacket or whatever. Wear a PFD,
Yeah.
Because it's better to be respectful of nature and its fury on mankind, because you never know. You might hit a bump, or while you're out and about, you might get windy, choppy, wavy. Because out of the blue, that's what I've seen before. From nice, smooth, glass-like water. And then while you're coming home, giant waves. And your boat seems kind of tiny and small once you get in those big waves. Anyway, most of the time on Fridays, I end up spacing out talk line because I'm running the most important person in my life around.
Aww.
And I think Diane McCaffrey knows, because sometimes you beat me on Saturday and I say, must be with Diane. Anyway, that's my mom. You have to be nice to your mothers.
Yes.
No matter what.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And
are you with her? Is she with you now?
Yeah.
Oh, she should say hi. Hello? Uh-oh. Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Did we lose? We
Sound
lost
like we
Wilson.
Lost him, yeah.
Oh, okay. Probably an accident. He probably handed it over and then they accidentally hung up.
Yeah, it may have been an accident, yeah.
So, yeah.
But our lines are still open now.
Yeah, and you can listen to, you might have seen the promo when we did our station break, but Esther Green and I do a show once a month, Igayutit.
Yeah.
And I think the May show, it's the first Wednesday of every month is when the show happens, and then it's replayed Friday nights after Talk Line from 8:30 to 9. And so Wednesday of this week was May's show. So you can go to kyuk.org, and there's a link to the show, and you can list there. All the shows are posted, so you could listen to any one of them that you want. And, it's just a little show, the little things that are good, healthy, either ways of thinking, ways of doing things. A small little show.
Have you
heard it?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, that's great.
Very impressive.
Thank you.
Because she, especially Esther, she talking deep or, kind of subjects that, takes a lifetime for some of the things she talks about to to learn.
That's exactly right. It does take a lifetime, and she's kind of putting things together in a good way. All right, so we have Agnes from Bethel. Good morning, Agnes. Welcome to Talk Line.
Happy Mother's Day to everyone on Sunday. And some people were concerned about boaters coming to Bethel to the liquor store through the ice with their children. And if you're coming in, please don't bring your children. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
You know, we've seen, I like to keep an eye on what's the river during this time, you know, and then I've seen several people with no life preservers on them, you know, and that makes me kind of sad to see that people, especially this time of the year, an accident can happen very so suddenly. Like you could hit a submerged something in the water, under the water. Last year, this time of the year, you know, we just about hit a submerged log that was 30 feet long or so, and it was barely visible. But the only reason why we've seen it before we hit it was we were headed straight for it, was that there was current in that one area, and a part of it just kind of got out of the water a little bit and then disappeared. And then we didn't know where it was, you know, so we waited until it surfaced again a little bit, and we snagged it with a piece of rope and brought it to a sandbar. So, I mean, you know, and then there's ice that are not visible from, you know, those heavy, heavy ice. Some of them are black ice or, you know, really heavy ice that barely are visible that you could hit. Especially if you're going too fast or at a moderate speed, you know, if you hit one of those, you will experience some problems.
Wow. I thought Agnes was still on for some reason. No. No.
Okay.
No, I was just listening to your story.
Yeah,
going,
okay.
Oh, okay.
Well,
Yeah,
this time of the year, you know, that's about my concern is for the river, you know. So, and then the things that go along with, you know, break up. But we do have a caller from Bethel. We're saying good morning to Fritz. Good morning.
Good morning, Fritz.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys
doing? Hey, all right.
Okay.
Hey, right on. Hey, got a couple of things. I don't know if I mentioned this last week or not about if the citizens of Bethel have any complaints or if they're opposed to either a marijuana license or a liquor license. Mm-hmm. You know, they have the right to send a letter to City of Bethel. I think the website or the email address is cityclerk@cityofbethel.net, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But they could either mail that to Lori. Lori Strickler is our city clerk. And if they oppose it or if they're for it, you know, everybody has the freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
So please, if you're opposed, if you're from Bethel or anywhere in the Delta, I believe, forward those emails or send a letter to City of Bethel or the ABC board so that we will be aware of who's opposed to these or who's for these. And then that brings up, this brings up the next point. You know, it's been a long, tough hurdle for the nearby villages about the alcohol issues. You know, they're your people. Protect your people. Go out, when it's summertime, go out by boats and patrol the river.
Mm-hmm.
If you care about your village, patrol the river. Take care of your own people. Even though it means coming from your own money for gas money, Hey, if it saves a life, you've done more than enough.
Hmm.
Take care of your own people. You know, if you love them, everybody knows who the drug dealers are, who the bootleggers are, but yet nothing is being done to them. But everybody knows who they are. Start doing something about it. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you,
okay.
Fritz.
Thank you. Yeah, so Fritz gave the correct email. If you want to write in with your support or lack of support, disagreement with issuing the licenses for the sale of marijuana or for the liquor licenses, you can do that. You can email city clerk, one word, city clerk, at cityofbethel.net. And those comments will be transferred to the city council, and they'll be able to, they'll see that. So, okay. Very good.
Our time is kind of dragging by.
Yeah. So we have about 25 minutes, or do we? Yeah, about 20,
yeah.
About 20 minutes.
20 minutes, maybe
left
less.
Of the show. Not a lot of people have called in, but, you know, people might be busy doing other things.
That's
kind of an
springtime.
Unusual. Yeah.
You know, people do become busy. You know, people are, maybe some are getting ready, and so, but there's other people too. You know, what excites me is when I hear a voice for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like long-time listener maybe and first-time caller.
Yeah.
So if you're one of those kind of people, we'd love to hear from you. You know, it's we welcome any calls. And then you got a little time now, so, and then the lines are open. So if you're one of those kind of people, or if you're a regular, you know, we always enjoy hearing from you too. So
mm-hmm.
It says that, you know, we love to hear what you got going on and, you know, your concerns, you know, because that's what Bethel and people are all about, is that they, when they voice their opinions and concerns, you know, that's who we are. That puts color in our city, you know, and we just, people listen in, you know, they know that Bethel has color.
Now, Wilson is calling back from his previous hang-up. Hi, Wilson.
I pressed the button because somehow that hung up.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Okay.
And then I was sitting in the vehicle with my mom, and she said, "Who's that on the radio?" She almost didn't recognize your voice during the fact, and it's so understandable.
That's I haven't talked to her in a long, it seems like a long time. It was just last weekend because I was in Anchorage. She was in Anchorage. So, anyway, hi, Esther.
Yeah, she's in the store again.
Oh, she went to the store.
That's what we do. We go back and forth here and there. Meet her happy. She sent out a box to her granddaughter and Kenai.
Oh.
And we're sitting at her house for about 3 or 4 days out of a week. So I had a good break to where I had nothing else on my agenda to do for my big time, but today is a good day. We got it out.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, if I was in charge of that, you know, I'm not. You know, when it comes to the alcohol issue or marijuana issue, it would make it a requirement to where the licensed applicants understand that a portion of their earnings should be going towards helping the community patrol, the community service patrol, or, you know, home and the shelters and the places they have wintertime when they're in town, you know, just help out voluntarily, mm-hmm. support those agencies that are trying to help people that are having no place to stay. Anyway, the other thing too is, you know, when I was growing, I really didn't know my dad. My mom and dad stood up because my dad was being drunk. And
mm-hmm.
even though he was like that, you know, as I became older and had to aware of who he is, and we called him up a walker, you know, but he walked all the time everywhere. You know, I still try to be nice to him. You know, I didn't hold ill feelings for him you know, he's my dad. I'll do what I can to help him. And for years, I did, you know, yeah, at a home of conscious living that one he built, and we did, I did try and help him any way I can. As he got older, Social Security Department asked me if I could be his, you know, what they call that thing, someone who's helping them be responsible for their money and pay his bills. We did that for 2-3 years, and after that he stopped. He didn't want to do that anymore. His electric bill was cut off, and, you know. So I helped him apply for a home in ABCP Housing, the one called past ABCP Housing. Anyway, he got a place there, and he stayed in there one day, and after that he went back home. And I said, why can you come back over here? They have a place for you. They said, I need to be alone. That's me. Yeah. Anyway, we do what we can to help those, especially our parents, you know, mother, father, even if they may have not been the greatest and the best, you know. And out of respect, I'm always trying to be nice to my dad. And definitely always be nice to my mom. I encourage all of you out there who have your parents, you know, do what you can to help them. Especially Mother's Day coming around, it shouldn't be just one day you'd be nice to your mom or your parents, whatever. It should be until they're gone, you know. Mm-hmm. So until death can do your part with your parents, you know, be nice to them. That's how I am. I try to be like that.
Sure.
And May 29th is going to be 28 years sober and drug-free, and there's nothing better than a sober life.
Wow.
You know, there's ups and downs, but I just deal with it and don't let it get to me. You know, people in my life, they come, they go. You know, if they die, however they die, you know, I've learned how to accept people in my life. And if they die, they die. It's part of life. Anyway, I'm glad I'm alive today, and I encourage those who are alive to respect your life and to respect the lives of others. So, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling back, Wilson. Appreciate all that.
Yeah. Good. So next we have Janelle from ONC. Good morning, Janelle. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. I'm calling in to announce our winners for our recycling program here at ONC. We did the drawing on the 25th last month. Our winners are Sam Chimirale, he recycled 3 bags. Joan Dewey, she also recycled 3 bags. Kyle McGrath, Shannon Tom, and Martha Larson recycled 2 bags each. They have won a one-hour massage. That went to Sam Chimirale. Joan Dewey got a free movie ticket. Kyle, Shannon, and Martha all received a $50 Subway gift card.
Wow. Now, how do they, is this an ongoing thing? Like, can people try?
Yes.
What do they do to, how do you know they have 3 bags recycled? Do they bring it to ONC, or how does that work?
I pick up all the bags, me personally,
with
our work truck. And I'm the one who keeps track of all the people who recycle. This month we're doing a raffle, meaning if anyone recycles 1 bag, they get 1 ticket.
And how large is a bag?
We have the recycling bags. We also provide them. It's like a kitchen and like 13 gallons about.
And what kind of things can be put into that bag that qualify as recyclable?
We recycle aluminum cans, like pop cans, energy drink cans, beer cans. And for the plastics, we only recycle number one PETE plastic bottles, and they have to be screw top and clear.
Okay, and that number one PETE is usually it's usually tagged on the bottom of the container, so people can look at the bottom of the container, and you'll see embossed on there, number one, P-E-T-E, and it has to have a screw top and clear.
Yes.
Okay. And so somebody can put all of those things into a bag, and then they call ONC, and you'll come get them?
Yes.
Wow, that's a great service. Okay. Mm-hmm. And is that on, that's ongoing?
Yes, it's ongoing. This month, it's the raffle. We'll do the raffle at the end of the month, and the prizes are a KYUK tote bag that was donated by you guys. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I believe 2 Subway gift cards, a $100 AC gift card, and 2 AVAC swag bags also.
Oh, okay. That sounds wonderful. What a great service.
Mm, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any questions or comments, just call me at ONC. My name is Chanel. Thank you.
What's the ONC number?
543-2608.
Okay.
And ask for Chanel.
All right. So, Chanel, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
All right, good. So if you're somebody who wants to recycle and put them in a bag, Janelle will come and pick them up for you.
Wow.
And it also allows you to enter into the raffle. And it sounds like periodically they have different kinds of things, like they have gifts sometimes, prizes, sometimes mm-hmm. a raffle. This time it's a raffle. So that's a really good thing to do is recycling. Which, you know, it gets me thinking, you know, I like to post on, it's going on in Bethel, I post dumpster stories.
Oh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. That's right, Peter.
What's
dumpster
that?
Well, I see dumpsters, and I see couches and mattresses and desks and everything.
Oh, you're right, yes.
So what I do is, and those belong in the dump, not the dumpsters. So I like post the picture. And then I have a story, like either the dumpster is a rental unit,
mm-hmm.
and if you're looking for a place to rent, here is a dumpster along with a couch and a mattress. I mean, if you can live, it's fully furnished, ready for you to move in. Yeah, it's
now, now, do people need a permit to go dump stuff at the dump?
No, they don't.
Okay.
No, and you can, and I actually had a friend who had some things to dump at the dump, and so we went to the dump, and I took photos of her offloading the shelving unit or whatever it was, and I was helping her, and then I posted that, like, role model. That's how you do it. You just go to the dump, dump it there. Because if you can haul that couch to a dumpster, you can haul it just like a few hundred yards down or a half mile down to the dump. So anyway, my hashtag is dump, not dumpsters.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, the city workers are the ones that have to now deal with your old
sometimes
mattress.
Sometimes they probably don't pick them up right away.
No, they don't. So they get rained on.
Yeah.
The Ravens have parties on these mattresses. And so, you know, you just need to take it. Oh, but some people will drop, they'll leave a refrigerator there. Mm-hmm. They'll leave a washing machine. What is going on?
Yeah, you got a point. You know, I'm glad somebody's taken note of that.
But I do it with a sense of humor.
Yeah.
But with a message.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So those are my dumpster stories that I periodically post on.
Okay. I didn't know that.
It's going on in Beth. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
That goes along with my other project, which was to count all the dead cars in Bethel.
Oh, you mentioned that before.
Yeah,
now,
I did.
What is that?
Well, here's what I got up to. I got up to 948 dead cars in Bethel, abandoned.
Oh.
Yeah, and they can be in parking lots. They can be up at the airport. Well, you know, up at the airport. There's all kind of abandoned vehicles. And then... well, you know, then auto places.
Even by behind the post office.
Oh.
What are those?
Thank you. What are those 4 or 5 vehicles where now people have popped all the glass out and they've got 4 flat tires? Don't know. I don't know why they're there, why they're not hauled
There's
somewhere.
There's one in fenced in.
Yes.
You see that one?
And it doesn't look like it needs to be protected because it doesn't look that great. So I think that little fence unit was for an official postal vehicle. I think that they're going to order, but I don't know if it's ever come. But those other ones. So, yeah, you think of the vehicle. Trust me, I have counted it on my little clicker.
We're getting close.
Okay, so we've got, we've only got 2 minutes. So we've got Dawn from Kipnuck. Good morning, Dawn. You'll be our last caller today.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, good morning, Dawn.
You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. Bear with me. Can somebody here in Alaska explain what consulting means and government to government means to Mike Dunleavy? I don't like what I'm reading in the newspaper. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
So that's a quick thing. And then ONC did a really great essay, editorial on that in last week's Delta Discovery, where they had, where the Dunleavy administration has turned down the offer to negotiate with the tribes nation to nation, which had been the customary way with the Walker administration and previous administrations. They treated the tribes as sovereign entities, and the Dunleavy administration is deciding not to enter into that kind of dialogue. So we're going to wrap up the show, and thank you very much, those of you that called, everyone who listened, and we look forward to hearing from you next week, and have a great weekend.
And a safe one. You know, people, please don't forget to wear your life vests and life jackets, and be prepared for any tragedy or breakdowns or anything out there. So help each other out. Have a wonderful and a safe weekend.
Season in Alaska, and dust is a real health hazard, especially for our kids and elders. Dust can cause respiratory problems, coughing and sneezing, chest pain, and make it more difficult to breathe. Dust can trigger